Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Kaden Behan, and I'm a volunteer for New Heights Educational, Inc. I'm a volunteer, and I've worked on various projects for New Heights in the past, and I'm very excited to now co-host our new radio series. Now I introduce Pamela Clark, the founder of New Heights Education.
Hello, this is Pamela Clark, founder and director of New Heights Educational Group. Today we're going to be discussing statistics and teachers and guns.
First off, I would like to discuss some statistics from a report on the Board of Education in Ohio. According to the task force report to the State Board of Education, each year it is estimated that 40,000 Ohio students drop out of high school, representing approximately one-third of all who begin high school. A new study by the University of Cincinnati Economic Center for Education and Research found that there were nearly 750,000 high school dropouts statewide. Only 47 out of every 100 Ohio dropouts are unemployed, compared to 70 of every 100 high school graduates in Ohio. For each would-be dropout that finishes high school, the government saves an estimated $2,240 each year in public assistance costs. Dropouts are two times more likely to be incarcerated than our high school graduates. Each year, about 40,000 young Ohioans drop out of school, dramatically reducing their chances for well-paying jobs and increasing their chances of poverty, dependency, and incarceration. On average, each student failing to graduate from high school will end up costing Ohio taxpayers $3,909 per year from age 16 through 64, or $100,991.466 over a lifetime. The cost to taxpayers of each year's new class of 40,000 dropouts in Ohio is about $156,350,000 annually, not counting the ones already living off the system. It would cost us $223,620 to open our doors. This is with salaries and everything. We need to tutor people in every subject and age, including adults. This makes more sense than continuing to pay for our government to support the same bad habits year after year.
Thank you, Kaden. I guess we'll go on and we'll start talking about the teachers and guns, but if you would like to call in about the statistics and give your feedback and how you feel about the numbers that we shared with you, and maybe even share some of your own, please feel free to do that. I have an article here that's titled Teachers and Guns, and the Crescent News put it out on January 13, 2013. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just share a little bit, and then we'll open the phone lines for the statistics if somebody has something to say about that, and then the teachers and guns also. We want people to call in. Following the tragic shooting of 26 students, teachers, and administrators in Newton, Connecticut, nearly everyone has an opinion about gun control and how to improve safety in the nation's schools. In response to the massacre, NRA President David Keene called for armed guards in every school, either police officers or private security guards. Associated Press recently reported that Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine joined forces with the Ohio Department of Education to announce the expansion of concealed handgun training to teachers and school administrators. DeWine pointed out DeWine pointed out, though, that the decision is up to each school board. Our local board of education has made the decision to arm staff members, and this is Montpelier Exempted Village Schools. So it's already being discussed in our area, but they're leaving it up to, you know, individual school boards. We want to hear your feedback on what you think of this. I would also like to just add that my son and I, my youngest son and I, were CERT members, community emergency response team members, and we're people that, you know, are usually called in if there's a disaster or something like that. And this year's training starts off right away with how to handle shootings between cops and people that are doing the shooting. If we have something happen in our own area, or if we're in a situation, everything across the board that CERT's offering right off the from the beginning of the year has to do with training us how to handle these situations. So it's going much farther than just, you know, talking about it in the schools. They're training people in a more local, you know, regular citizens like my son and I to combat these issues too. I thought that was interesting when we received the invite for that training. So if anyone would like to call in and give their feedback, we would love to hear from you. We had some other articles we can share, too, while we're waiting on people to call in.
Yes, we do. We have one also relating to guns in school in the sense of a toy gun, a paper gun. Melanie Valentinin, a fifth grader in Philadelphia, was removed from class after pulling out a paper gun in school. Now, the six-year-old had this paper in her bag and was getting up to go throw it away when a fellow student, saw it and reported her to the teachers. The student was then pulled out of class and reprimanded by the principal and the teacher and felt that she was prosecuted unjustly for just an innocent, you know, a paper gun, now that the sensitivity to guns in school is so large at this point. So now the parents of this child, Melanie Valentinin, are furious at the way that she was yelled at and reprimanded. The child was said to be having nightmares of the incident, and she's very upset with what happened at school. And so it's open to discussion for, you know, when reading the comments of the news article, many people understand the sensitivity to the gun issue in school, but for something like this, it is definitely way out of proportion. Most people seem to agree. We'd love to hear what you may think, the audience may think about something like this happening to your child.
Yeah, actually, too, I had watched the video on that little girl that you're talking about, and her classmates were calling her a murderer. And the teacher pulled her to the front of the class and read her the riot act. I mean, really humiliated her. And after that was when they started to call her a murderer. So it's a lot more. I mean, this little girl's having nightmares after that happened. But the school has not answered any questions, not even to the school board. They didn't even answer questions to the school board last time I heard, which was really interesting, because if you don't even answer the calls from the school board, it just struck me as odd. So also we have, you know, I've talked to some people that, you know, they believe, hey, you know, if the teachers do need to be armed. They believe that, and they do believe, though, that the teachers really need to be trained. I'd like to hear people's take on that, too, what they think about not only the teachers having a gun, but obviously, I mean, you'd think common sense would be training, but what kind of training should they have? I mean, I've heard off and on over time, you know, we hear these little things about a husband and wife going and getting training to have a gun in their home, and at the training, the wife, or no, the husband shot his wife by accident, right? And so I think, you know, sometimes it's like some people just do not need to be around guns at all. If they're, you know, there's just some people that shouldn't be. But
sometimes
I think
even
in general,
no,
if they have the right training,
mm-hmm.
that would make more sense.
Yeah. And I was also thinking, you know, how for some parents, they might be concerned with how safe it is to have their children exposed to, you know, increasing the accessibility of guns. You know, how well will the teachers be able to keep the guns from the students? You know, that's just another source. It could be a source of concern for the parents to have that access. But it looks like we have a caller, so let's welcome. Hello, how are you? Who's this?
You're on air.
Hello?
Oh,
hello?
It's Maggie.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, Pam. How are you?
Hi, Pam.
Hello.
Hey,
so you're calling in to discuss statistics or the teacher gun or both?
Pretty much. Guns being introduced into the public schools.
Okay. Go ahead and share your opinion with us. We'd like to know.
I know a lot of people are against guns in school systems, and I know a lot of people are having knee-jerk reactions to what just happened not too long ago. And, I mean, we've been seeing an increasing trend over the last 10 years or more of more and more school shootings. In the past, it's generally been contained to high schools and colleges. That doesn't make it any less tragic. But what made this latest one even worse is they were elementary school kids, ages 6 or 7 years old. We have a lot, our society is becoming more degenerated, a lot of copycats, a lot of people who are seeking their 5 minutes of fame. It could be people who are screaming for help and don't know what to do, where to go, or they, who knows how their brains think. How they get a hold of guns, every situation is different. It's not guns that are evil. It's the person that pulls the trigger. Guns are an inanimate object. They cannot think and operate on their own. They can only do so once a human being is holding the object, the gun.
Yeah.
Because of... Personally, I believe we have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to bear arms. It says so even in our Constitution. Our forefathers specifically put that in our Constitution so future generations could protect themselves, whether it be from England or from anybody else. Because any population that is easily, I just lost the word, any population that's easily removed is any possibility of protecting themselves or defending themselves is easily conquered. Now, for what is happening in our school systems, they are easy targets because there's no way to defend yourself. In the past, we've never had to deal with this before. Well, society, like I said, is changing, and me personally, I think that certain, I don't know if it should be teachers, if it should be other personnel that's hired for this extreme, this simple purpose, if that's the case, that's extra financing or extra money that the school districts have to come up with to pay these people.
Yeah, and they're usually not too willing to spend extra.
Yeah, and they're financially in deep trouble to begin with, too. So if they don't hire someone, that means they have to go with someone that's already within their school, already working there. And if they choose teachers, I have no problem whatsoever with them going through stringent testing, background checks. I have a cousin who lives down in Dayton, and he is an NRA-certified teacher. He goes around and he trains and teaches people how to shoot shotguns, handguns, pistols, whatever, certifies them. He also trains them in how to properly handle them, safety. And the NRA will not just certify anyone to go out and teach this. Also, these people that are certified trainers and teachers will not just go out and certify anyone. They have to pass a very strict
training.
And certain criteria, because the NRA is just not going to stick their name out there and for anybody. You have to pass what they set up. And he has already started teaching and training and certifying teachers.
Oh, wow. Okay, that quickly. It's interesting that you bring that up, because another article I have, and a lot's happened since the Newtown shootings, and if anybody talks about, you know, not wanting gun control, or if anybody voices an opinion that's pro-gun at all, you know, they're made to feel like, how dare you, children were just killed. And I think this is sort of interesting, but there was a, I don't know what survey it was, but recently there was a poll taken. I wasn't asked, and I'm sure a lot of other people weren't asked too. It's from the Atlantic Wire by J.K. Trotter, and they said that 27% think teachers should carry guns, and that's since the Newtown shooting. So, and something else I wanted to share. Let me see if we have any other callers. No, we don't. One of the other things recently, there was a survey that I took for should Obama's gun ban be approved? And not to talk about Obama, we're a nonprofit. We don't do the political part of it. But this was just a survey, and it showed the numbers of, you know, how people feel about guns. And I wanted to share some of these percentages. It said, should the federal government regulate guns of any type? 199,276 people say yes. That's 28%. And then the people that said no, they shouldn't regulate the guns, 510,298 that say we should not regulate guns. And then it said, should Congress ban semi-automatic weapons? 158,003 said yes. That's 22% of the vote. Mm-hmm. And then no, the no's were 554,455. And then they said, if Congress does not act, should the president use an executive order to ban or strictly control the sale of semi-automatic weapons? 143,085 said yes, and 568,467 said no. And then last question that was asked, do you agree that the Second Amendment gives citizens the right to own and bear arms without infringement? 582,046 said yes, that they agreed, and 130,020 people said no, that they disagreed. So they try to make us think that this is abnormal to think that we have a right to guns. But when a survey is taken, we see that it's like in the 20 percentile, so 75% or more of people say, don't mess with our Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought those are very interesting numbers from a survey. So what do you two think of that?
Well, I mean, I have a question to both you and Maggie.
Yeah.
How do you feel safer? Well, I know that you have some children that are homeschooled, so you might not necessarily have to worry in some circumstances. But for Maggie, I know you have a couple of children in charter school. Would you feel safer with the teachers having guns and sending your children to school where the teachers are able to carry concealed weapons?
Me personally, yes. Especially if that teacher has been certified and trained, whether it be by an NRA certified trainer or by someone else through police force or whoever. Generally, the NRA is the biggest one out there because they are extremely pro-gun and not just pro-gun, they want to educate and they want to teach and they want to train and they want to certify. And I would, because of how our society is, the direction it's going, and the more and more shootings we've had, and now it's encroaching upon elementary schools, and I'm sure we're going to see more of this coming because of copycats, that if we have teachers in those classrooms who have been stringently trained and know the drill and know what to do, and they can first take care of the children and hide them and protect them, however they have that set up in their training, and they have a place to put them. And then, if need be, if the whoever is attacking that school comes close to their room, comes into their room, I mean, if you know the high ground points, so to speak, in your room, and you're prepared and your kids are hidden, all that person has to do is walk through that door. You got one good shot, they're done. And your children are saved.
Yeah, I think that in a lot of the classrooms, more modern day, there really is not a safe place, or there's not a place to escort the kids. I think the classrooms these days are pretty open.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a good point I hadn't thought about. You know, because usually there is no warning. There's shots. You hear shots, and then you have very little time to react, might as well to get the kids anyplace. So
true.
When they come into the room, besides hiding behind their own desk, you know, what kind of chances do they really have if there's no one armed in that room? But I think that, you know, I mean, you even think about the movie theater shootings. I mean, that guy, he had bulletproof vests on, from my understanding, and some other protective gear. They'd have to be a pretty good shot and have some pretty good training to come up against what some of these people do. And
yeah, that's true, too. But at least it gives them, I guess, somewhat of a fighting chance. And again, I guess it would depend, like you said, the layout of the classrooms has changed. The layout of the buildings has changed since you and I were in school, I guess.
Yeah.
And
I don't think there was a place to go and hide necessarily. Thinking back at the schools I was at, you know, the classes were open, filled with chairs. There's chalkboard and maybe a bookshelf, depending on where you were at. And
I have several people I know that go to our church that are school teachers, and I was listening in on a conversation a while ago amongst some of the school teachers, and they were talking about some of the new things that are being instituted, even in our area now, like at Ayersville, Tenora, and Defiance is soon going to be implementing the guns. They're looking at certifying and training teachers to carry. and they're looking at the idea of instituting this within their school systems, how they're going to go about doing it, who they're going to have do it. I know one of the things that they're looking at and trying to figure out how to do is a lot of these schools don't have ways to communicate with every single classroom because there are no phones. The easiest and simplest way is the PA systems. So they're trying to figure out how to, you know, if something like this would happen, to just automatically turn on the PA system so everybody all over the school can hear it and react, know what to do.
Okay.
What do you think, Kaden? You're in public school. Do you think, would you feel safer? How do you feel?
I think that it's a good idea in theory, but like with everything else, I would definitely want proof of, you know, the training, that it's very extensive training. Because most of the teachers that I know in my school, most people come off the street that don't own guns personally won't have any experience with guns, you know. And so I would definitely, you know, the training would definitely need to be up to par as much as they claim it's going to be. I wouldn't necessarily mind teachers having guns so long as they are well-trained. The only thing I would worry about is that the accessibility to guns will be much higher, I think, for the students, because they all know that every teacher has one. So then, you know, how easy would it be for them to be able to get that from the teacher? So that's the only thing I would be concerned about in that case.
Yeah. They definitely would have to have, just like in a home, you know, a parent's responsible for any gun that's in their home, and you hear of children getting a hold of a gun and shooting themselves or a friend, and it's the same in the public school, you know, that whoever has that gun in their possession, they have to have it locked up, especially when there's kids around. But then that raises a whole other thing. Where is it locked up at? Is it locked up in a desk? Because a desk isn't that secure. You know.
And then how do they get it during an emergency?
Yeah, that fast, because they have to worry about moving kids, and then they have to worry about getting into that box when you're talking seconds. Someone's coming down the hall.
That's why I think it should be concealed carry. That way it's constantly on the teacher's body. It eliminates the possibility of a student getting it unless they physically wrestle the teacher and rip it off the teacher. Also, it eliminates the wasted time it would take to get the gun out of a locked, secured area, time that could be used either defending yourself or securing the children or both.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It raises a lot of questions.
Yeah, it sure does.
Yeah.
A lot of things we need to consider if this is the direction that public schools want to go in. So it's very interesting.
Well, yeah, I know there are a lot of questions that the schools are asking, too, to try and figure out what to do. And I know, like here in our area, that's some of the things that they're asking, because if you do concealed carry, none of the students will know which teachers are carrying and which ones aren't. And they're not going to announce it. That way, it's your troublemaker kids, so to speak, are less likely to try and swipe the gun. Also, if it's concealed carry, it's constantly on their person, easier access, quicker response, and whoever enters a school with that intent will not know who's armed and who isn't.
We have 1 minute left for the show, so I want to thank you for calling in, Maggie. And
sure.
We're hoping for more callers sometime in the future, hopefully next week. Next week's show will be on special needs, and actually Maggie Spangler will be back as co-host. I won't be on the show during this one, but again, love to hear from people. And hope you can tune in next Saturday at what time, Kaden?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Thank you, Maggie.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Peyton.
Hi.
All right. Bye.
So, last 8 seconds. So, thank you again for joining us, and have a good night.